In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
He died for our sins.
According to the Scriptures.
He was buried in the tomb.
According to the heavenly plan of God.
He rose from the dead.
And appears to many.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
If Christ had not been raised from the dead, we would still be dead in our trespasses and sins. Let us now consider our sinfulness and God's great mercy in Christ in this moment of silence. We confess together, Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you in our thoughts, words, and actions. We confess our shameful thoughts about our leaders, enemies, and strangers. We confess our inappropriate words spoken to our families, friends, and colleagues. We confess our inappropriate actions toward our neighbors. For the sake of the risen Christ, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we follow in his footsteps, both now and when he returns in glory. Amen. If Christ had not been raised from the dead, we would still be dead in our trespasses and our sins. But Christ rose from the grave, and death no longer has dominion over him. God did this in accordance with the Scriptures to forgive our sins. As a called and ordained servant of the risen Christ, and by his authority, I announce the grace of God to each of you. Your sins are forgiven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. At this time, we have our choir anthem. And during our choir anthem, the congregation is going to be cued to sing one verse that will be projected up top. And our director, Terry, will direct us in that.